is 5:33, Tuesday, September the 8th. This is a special board meeting of the PNTO Independent School District Board of Trustees. Lisa, would you be so kind as to call the roll, please?
Mr.
President.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Mrs. Gonzalez is very ill this evening, and she won't be with us, so my guess is that Ms. Quintana will take over for her in their committee meeting this evening.
Mr. Medina?
Present.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
Mrs. Iglesias?
Here.
Two facilities, Presidente Dominic Padilla. A, discussion and possible action regarding duties of safety and security coordinator with respect to service levels.
Good afternoon, Board of Trustees, Dr. Galaviz, President Searles. It has been requested of us to bring forward some additional information regarding this agenda item, in particular, two items. One being whether looking into mental health training for our security officers and police officers, and wanted to follow up with you on that item. Ms. Fritz, in particular, requested some more information. And just to let you know, our SROs and our peace officer, including Mr. Carrillo, have gone through mental health training, and we do expect to include our security officers within that training, and that is forthcoming. And we will be tackling that obstacle, so just to address that for you. The other item was regarding the insurance. We did follow up with USI, our insurance provider, regarding coverage, additional coverage the district would need to have in order to protect the district should we allow one of our own to carry a service weapon. We found out from USI that the amount is $750 annually, and that amount gives us a $2 million limit, and that's separate from our general liability insurance, and protects him and follows him should he be off duty or off the clock at that time, and he were to be involved in some way in the district, is somehow brought into the suit, that limit would also follow him off duty.
Is $2 million enough?
That was the recommendation from USI as to whether it was enough. I let them
okay, they decided.
Yes, they
okay.
decided. That that's what they said was typical with other school districts that they insure.
And so this would only be for off-duty, off-district.
It'd be on district and off. It'd be all the time. He'd always carry the insurance. So say if he were at a high school football game at Canutio High School, and it would protect him then. It would protect not only him, but the district. It'd be protecting the district. He's got his own insurance.
Yes, sure.
It's covered. So this is protection for the district. Okay. So let's talk about another event off campus. It would also follow him there as well. And it would protect the district as well then. So it's both off duty and on duty.
Okay.
The district.
That's $750 a year. It's a reputable company.
$750 additional coverage.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is there anything else that you think we need to know about this?
Other than was described during that night, that is what we presented. We are continuing our recommendation that the board approve Mr. Carrillo, safety and security coordinator, be allowed to carry a service weapon during the course of his duties to provide additional security to each campus as a commissioned peace officer.
Does this require a change in policy?
No, ma'am. This is according to CKE Legal.
Would we need a local to?
There is no local.
Okay.
Just a legal.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
And in regards to commissioned police officer, what does that entail?
Commissioned peace officer?
Yeah.
I'll allow Mr. Carrillo to go into a little bit of what a commissioned peace officer is.
I graduated from an incredible law enforcement academy, which was the El Paso Police Department. As of today, I have received over 3,900 hours of law enforcement training throughout my career. And by obtaining that, I'm able to obtain my master's peace officer certification, which is the highest level that can be obtained as a police officer. Since I am graduated from the academy, the state of Texas does certify you as a peace officer, which I currently do obtain at this time.
So as Mr. Goody, as you know, a peace officer must meet the minimum standards.
Yes, sir.
According to the education code 37.081, you have met all the minimum, you've met the minimum standards.
Yes, sir.
Is a commissioned peace officer of the district, or is where you're commissioned by?
It's by the state of Texas, and my reserve license is being held by the Anthony Police Department at this time, sir. So it does give me the, I have arrest powers, and I am able to carry my weapon as a certified peace officer in the state of Texas.
What kind of car are you going to put him in when you arrest him?
Well, I'm not going to be out there looking to arrest people. I mean, we're going to notify the authorities.
Oh, okay.
I'm there in case something is needed, imminent danger comes up on when I'm present, I'm able to take action.
Okay.
I guess in regards to, and that will be the next agenda item, but is Anthony PD, is that the only one you're allowed to have?
Well, they're the ones that certify me, and it's acceptable throughout the state of Texas there, sir.
Go to another agency if you need it?
Yes, I can go to another agency, sir. Whichever ones accept a reserve status, I can go to them. For instance, the El Paso Police Department does not have a reserve officer program, but the El Paso County Sheriffs do. And it just depends which.
What about the El Paso Police Department? Does the
school district?
The school district, yeah, El Paso ISD.
You know, I don't believe so, sir. That's a topic that school districts cannot bring in reserve officers. They can bring in auxiliary police officers, meaning that it's basically the same. The only thing is they get paid for working 16 hours a month. In this particular case, I volunteer my services to the Anthony Police Department when called upon.
I guess my question is, let's say a year from now or 2 years from now, the contract with Anthony PD is not, and we create our own, or we go to someone else, depending on an RP. What does that entail, or is there any conflict of interest in regards?
No, sir, I'll just go to another agency. There's other agencies, you got the Socorro, you got the Rising Police Departments that they're bringing reserve officers, and that's the same power as having, you know, with Anthony. I can go to the El Paso County Sheriffs. It just depends, you know, wherever there's an opening and where I can go to, sir.
Can you just give us a list of what other available options are available?
Yes, sir, I sure can, sir.
Will your weapon be concealed or open?
Concealed.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think there will be a need to use it?
I hope not, ma'am.
I hope not.
No.
Either.
In my 21 years as working in the city of El Paso and in the county of El Paso, I did not use my weapon. And it just, you know, it depends on the situation. I cannot say it's not going to happen tomorrow. I hope it never does happen. But if it does happen at one of our campuses, I can surely tell you that I'll be prepared and to handle that situation if needed.
So, Madam Chair,
yes, sir.
What is the district asking within this agenda item?
The district is asking to conform with CKD. Legal is asking for the board to, I can read it here. If the board authorizes security personnel to carry weapons, they must be commissioned peace officers, which Mr. Cuddy is. Any peace officer commissioned by the board must meet all minimum standards for peace officers established by the Texas Commission of Law Enforcement, which this is, which he is. So we're asking for the board's authorization for Mr. Cuddy to carry a weapon.
What I would just ask, if we could put on that agenda item, Carlos Cuddy is a reserve police officer with Anthony. If we could put some type of caveat and or any other reservists or, you know, that type of language. I don't know why we have that. If that's okay with the administration. I mean, with your recommendation.
Madam
Chair?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we'd like to just have it vague when we want to know who's carrying weapons within our district.
So I'm looking at page 2 of 11. If the board authorizes security personnel to carry weapons, they must be commissioned peace officer. Any peace officer commissioned by the board must meet all minimum standards for peace officers. And, you know, I pretty much feel the same way, that I don't think anybody should know who's carrying the gun.
So we did attempt to get this item discussed in closed session.
It's okay.
But it wasn't.
I understand.
Didn't meet the criteria.
I guess not.
No.
So really,
the public.
Okay.
I would want to know as a taxpayer.
You want to know who's got it?
Goes along the lines of school
marshals. Did we pay you for the, did we buy the gun?
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's my personal one. That my
you don't buy the gun and the bullets at all.
Okay, and how many bullets do you carry?
Six.
Well, in one magazine, 15.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Just the way you see Mr. Carrillo dressed today, other than him being pretty much, he always has a jacket on, so I assume you'll have it always, like, underneath
yes,
your jacket.
Yes, in my ankle, it just as long as it's near me, where if needed, I can take it out. I'll also have the identification from the Anthony Police Department and or any other agency which I'm with.
Madam Chair, question?
Yes, sir.
Do you intend to have any other individuals under your command also carry weapons at this time?
No, sir, not at this time.
If we were to add anybody, would we have to pay an additional $750 per year for each individual that is carrying a weapon on our campuses?
I believe mm-hmm. it would be.
So
yes,
it would be $750
per person.
Individual.
Weapon,
okay.
$2 million limit. Yeah.
Thank you.
This is all separate from our general liability, so it would be separate. It would be separate insurance policy. So I'm going to assume that yes, it would be an additional $750 per person.
So our Anthony SROs all carry a weapon, right?
Yes, ma'am. They
it's all visible. Everybody knows they've got it.
Yes,
probably
ma'am.
Have a bunch of them. Have some spray. Okay. Any questions?
Just
Ms. Rachel?
One last one. Just in regards to that, that's not tying you up into one, right?
Sorry, Julie.
Does there needs to be certain language, or at any point in time you could change your... reserve.
I can change it at any time, sir. Yes, sir.
No, contractual obligations.
No, there's none at all, sir.
You can take it and make it to someone else.
That's correct. Yes, I can move, go to the, and then I would have the same powers with Officer Foro, Horizon, or Anthony.
So in his job description, will there be any change?
There will be no change to the job description, no.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Would there be an increase in your pay for carrying a weapon and carrying a liability? No?
No, sir.
No. Good.
So this is really new territory for us. Nobody's ever done this before in the district.
If I may, Mrs. Searles, what we're attempting to do is make sure that we've got our bases covered, make sure that we have prepared for the inevitable or hopefully the never to happen.
The worst case.
The worst case scenario. We want to make sure that we at least we reach all avenues to make sure that we're prepared for that day with the resources that we currently have. So that's when Mr. Carrillo says, no, there's no adjustment in the job description, no adjustment in the pay increase. His kids come to school here in Palantia. He wants to be prepared as well as a father, but also as an employee of the district. And what we're looking to do is make sure that we cover all of those bases and protect the district the best that we can with the resources. And that's what we're trying to do.
And if anything changes, you come back to the board to discuss the change, correct? If his change of venue with the Anthony Police Department changes, if anything changes, you can return to the board?
Yes, ma'am. Sure. Yes.
Knowing that this is a very special thing that we've all...
Sure, yes, ma'am. We would certainly... The safety and security department is evolving. It's changing. It's happening right now. The things that you do see, some of the things you don't see, but you'll find about sooner or later. And as it evolves, we're going to have to make some changes. And some are good, some are bad, some are just what they are. And at each time, we're trying our best to inform you within our weekly notables or with conversations that we have of those changes that are coming. And so certainly, this is one of those instances where we would update you on things. As an example, if he were to have to draw his weapon for some reason, it would be reflected in a report that he would generate and give to us that you could review why was a weapon drawn? Why was someone put into custody? Why did Mr. Carrillo act in a certain way? And we've been doing that with our SROs and with our security officers, and Mr. Carrillo will also be doing that now with this added ability that he may have, depending on tonight.
Ms. Carrasco?
As Mr. Padilla has mentioned, that department is evolving and changing. So as far as the job description, it may have to be tweaked just a little bit. However, as far as the pay grade, that for now will remain the same.
Madam Chair?
Sure. Ladies first.
Yes, of course.
And has anyone spoken to our legal counsel to see?
I spoke to him this morning. He didn't indicate any issues at all.
And what are the other districts? What are they doing?
They're doing the same thing. They must abide by CKE legal, so they have to have seek approval from the board or a commissioned peace officer to carry a weapon. So they've gone through this process just like it is being presented tonight. They either approve it or deny it, whatever they do. And most of the school districts around our area do have their own police forces, so they've had to go through this process to have those weapons approved to be used by their own people. So this is certainly not new territory for El Paso, but of course for Canopillo, so it is new ground. We did provide the agenda item to our legal, to Steve Blanco, for review. He did review the agenda item and agreed that this is the proper way by which we are requesting that our security coordinator receive or have the ability to carry a service weapon.
We registered the weapon with the district.
I sure can, yes. It's registered with the Atherton Police Department. It's registered with the El Paso Police Department. As a retired police officer, I'm given by the state the powers to carry the weapon, even though I don't have to be a certified office peace officer, but it still allows me, I still have to go qualify once a year with my weapon to make sure that I meet all qualifications on carrying it.
If I may rephrase that, the question is it that Mr. Carrillo provide us with his proof of registration of the weapon with the state the district for his firearms?
Follow the standards. If anything should arise that, you know, it's not, we don't know what his weapon was, and we don't know who to call.
Yes.
And
what I can do is give you all my qualifications and list the weapons that I have, and whether I pass the qualifications, I can submit those every time I qualify, and those can go into my file the way you all have them.
Sure. Madam Chair?
Yep.
How many weapons would you be carrying?
Just one, sir. I have two.
It just sounded like I'm going to give you a list.
No. I have two that I have a duty weapon, which is a larger weapon, and a smaller one that I can use to conceal.
Okay. Yes. And you would only have two at any time throughout
no,
the
No, I'd have one.
No. I'm saying accessible. Oh, yes. Accessible. Nothing yes, in your vehicle that we need to be concerned with.
No. Just one. I'd like to leave the
AK or something.
The vehicle and. It's very dangerous. So if it's not on me, it's going to be at home locked up.
Good.
Yes. It seemed like in CKE there was an issue on the bullets and what type of bullets you were to use. Were you aware of that?
You know what? The bullets that I use are the ones that the department uses. I still fall under the policy and procedures, not only if here of the Canotillo School District, but of the Anthony Police Department and the state of Texas. So whatever the rounds that I am issued, are the rounds that I have right now currently are the ones issued by the El Paso Police Department.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve that Carlos Carrillo, CISD Safety Security Coordinator, be allowed to carry a service weapon during the course of duties to provide additional security to each campus and facilities throughout the district.
I second.
So, a motion made and seconded to allow our safety and security coordinator, Carlos Carrillo, to carry the weapon. Any other?
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
So I think with respect to this, someone needs to commission you, and that would be us. So I move to commission you as the peace officer for the Canyon-Tio Independent School District. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to cause Mr. Carrillo to become the peace officer for the Canyon-Tio Independent School District. Any other questions?
Mrs. Frizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
Do you get a little better?
Get a little badge.
Put an eagle on it. Get an eagle badge.
Item B, discussion of possible action regarding deployment and assignment of specific security personnel, including but not limited to school resource officers and anti-SRO agreement.
Ladies and gentlemen, Board of Trustees, Dr. Dalvies, President Searles, this item is had some confusion. There were some rumors flying around regarding the current agreement with the SROs and Anthony. We want to clearly state that we are very happy with the agreement that we currently have with Anthony Police Department regarding the SRO program. We feel that they've done the district a duty by providing the services that we've requested, and that we have no issues currently with Anthony Police Department and the SRO program.
As were you at the game on Friday, sir?
I'm sorry?
Were you at the game on Friday?
I was not at the game on Friday, no, sir. With regard to the, is there something mentioned?
Yeah, there was an issue at that game.
Okay.
Without particular.
We can talk about it.
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
So as we grow, as we continue to grow here in John Theo, I previously stated, we're growing to expand the services that we offer for the district. And with that, we want to be able to expand our security team so as to get to a goal of reducing our ratio of security officers to students. A presentation that Mr. Gallo go through is just that. It's a plan that we have that if agreed to tonight, we will be expanding our presence as Canaldillo security-wise to reduce the ratio of security officers to students. And what we attempted to do was present to you a plan tonight that not necessarily final. There are still some numbers that need to be tweaked. We still would like to have a conversation with human resources and have this allowed to go through human resources. But it's a presentation that we wanted to bring forward to you to hear your side, whether we continue investigating whether this is possible or just drop it dead and leave it on the ground and we'll move forward with Anthony as our current agreement. However, there is one thing that we do want, would like some guidance on tonight, would be to amend the Anthony Police Department SRO agreement with the district. In our opinion, the Anthony agreement is not as strong as it could be. We feel that there are some certain terms within the agreement that could be added that would strengthen the district's side and also the Anthony side to better offer the services that they currently offer to the district. So at the minimum that. But I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Carrillo. We can walk you through the presentation that's in your board packet. Okay.
Do you have a paper one?
Oh, yes.
Because my tablet is not turning on.
Just use your phone. Go Irish. Come on, that was a trip. That was just, it's like Arkansas State U.S. Lord. She's a god.
Okay, well, on our first slide that I have there is what we have today. What is our security that we actually have with the Canaldillo School District? And right now we have, under our security side, which are going to be the security officers that we do have in place, we have three patrol security officers. One, which I call a generalist. He does a little bit of everything. He's involved. I've tried to bring him on as an instructor where he's able to, you know, help out with classes, instruct our own rather than us having to go out and pay for the training. We can actually do it in-house. Second, we have a rover. He is during the school hours. I have moved our security officer from the nighttime to during the day. I felt that our students are the most important thing that we have right now. Why have them at night when we can move our security team during the day when the students are out there? So he does is he rolls, he goes from school to school, tries to provide that visibility that we need. And lastly, we have a rover after hours. He patrols all of our campuses at night to make sure that all the campuses are secure. He actually walks the campuses, checks the doors. If he sees anything suspicious, he will notify us. He responds to alarm calls. Whatever's needed during the nighttime hours. But that gives us a couple of days that we do not have any type of security out there. So right now we're very shorthanded. We also have two security officers at our high school. They are there during the day, Monday through Friday, and they are utilized more as a courtesy officer. doing what I will call a student out of the classroom, as well as handling the security concerns of the school. There are eyes and ears of that campus. If something happens, they're the two that we have. So we have five security officers for the entire district of over, I believe, over 6,000 students at this time. So that takes us down to, our next item here is going to be our school resource officers. We have three school resource officers from the Anthony Police Department. One is a certified peace officer with the rank of sergeant, and he is a canine certified. His dog is a narcotics canine. If you know canines, police dogs, they're going to be for different types of services. This one is just for narcotics based. And it gives us a total of eight security, eyes and ears for our district throughout the day and night. What is our current cost to the district? Well, with our security officers, these are approximate numbers. I have used the medium range that was provided to me by human resources. We're paying approximately $151,280 a year for the five security officers.
I'd like to mention that dollar amount does not include benefits in addition to that, so we still have to work with human resources to make sure that that's a full number. This is just the salaries of those individuals, right?
Which is talking salaries. Does she have that? Mm-hmm.
If we move forward in that direction, we'll bring that forward to you.
Okay. And with our school resource officers, with those three police officers that we have, we're paying a total of $121,280 a year. That's for the entire year for those three officers.
There's no benefits included with those. That's the straight number there.
Is there any benefits that we provide to Anthony, or we do not provide any Anthony benefits,
no,
right?
We do not provide any benefits. It's $121,000.
So just adding those two up, it's $272,560.
Yes.
And what I would like to highlight on this is that we're paying that amount for a total of 177 days that they have worked on our campuses. That's less than half a year. So at this time, that's where we'd like to move ahead to try to find a way that we can get these police officers to remain in our district. If they're going to be, if we're paying their salaries for the entire year, have them stay longer and work in our districts, similar to the days of a security officer, which I believe are 244 days out of the year.
When we had made mention earlier of the amending of the agreement with our Anthony Police Department, it's to address items such as this, is that we're only seeing 177 days. When we would like some additional coverage, we'd like to make that amendment, see whether Anthony would agree to additional days. The contract that we currently have is very vague and does not describe how many days that the Anthony Police Department should be on.
Manager? In regards to the 177 days over the past year, have the three worked 177 days?
Well, those are the days that I have, when I researched.
In regards to the contract, that have they actually worked the 177 days?
Those are the days that they have worked, yes, sir. That takes us to the next slide here, where it says, CISD has one security officer for every 1,576 students. For every 1,576 students, we have one security officer. The national ratio is one security officer for every 1,000 students. And the average here in El Paso, and pretty much the remaining of the nation, has it at 500 students for every one security officer. So as you can tell, we're very low when it comes to our ratio and dealing with our students. We don't have the security, the eyes and ears in our campuses, where we can be able to maintain the security and safety of each one of our students and faculty. Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Can you provide us with detail with not only the school districts within the city of El Paso, but within the entire county of El Paso, as to the exact ratios? You're putting these numbers together, which is great. What I'd like to do is look at the numbers as well, because it gives us a little bit better detail. You know, we're not going to go and pop up to the number one right away, but at least we know where we're going to stand in this next phase of the organization.
Yes, sir. I can get with the other districts. I have meetings once a month with the security directors, the police chiefs from the other districts, and talking to them. Those are the numbers that they are going based on right now, the 500 per one security officer. But I can get you some type of documentation from each one of those districts.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Goodan?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking at page one of the interlocal agreement. And it says here that, no, it's not number one, it's number three, I'm sorry. Number three, it's almost to the bottom of the page, that the SROs will work work on a full-time basis and be present each day that school, that the school district is open, with students attending, commencing, and ending at the time stated in addendum B. So that would give them 187 days.
So that's our point exactly, is that is Anthony including summer school? Are they not including summer school? Have they provided what they say? It doesn't clearly define, like we would have, what we would like is to more clearly define how many days that they're present.
At the last
meeting. Right now it's at the chief's interpretation to determine whether summer school is included within that number. Is it not when summer school is in?
I think that definitely that then is something that needs to be clarified.
Yes, ma'am.
But, I mean, the way you just read it here is each day the school district is open with students attending, commencing and ending at the time. So, I think that's pretty clear to me. If there's kids in the class, they need to work.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes?
We have been, we've made our claim, we've made our statements known to them.
Okay.
Exactly the way that we read it the same way you do. And,
okay.
And that's the service that we're expecting.
Madam Chair, in regards to that, good question that you did bring up. Dominic, are they actually working the summer hours?
Did they work this
summer? This past summer, they worked the first 3 days. Summer school started on a Wednesday. They worked the first 3 days, and then that Monday, and after that, they were removed and sent back to Anthony to patrol. Okay, so we did not have them for the remainder of the summer school.
So only 3 days they worked?
That's correct. So a total of 4 days.
What was the comment made at the last meeting that they worked the summer as well? Whoever those individuals were present.
They said that they worked it. They said that they worked the entire summer. That's what the lieutenant had mentioned during the when he addressed you all.
So only 3 days and the rest of the summer wasn't.
That's correct.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sure.
Counsel.
Yes, ma'am.
And when they have to go to training and stuff, does someone come in and cover for them?
Yes, they do. They bring somebody else from the Anthony Police Department, if available. If not, that's understandable. We understand that there's going to be training days that these police officers, for example, the K-9, he trains, I believe, once every 2 weeks. That's understandable. We can use the other two SROs from the other two schools to help out at the high school. But we can move them around. As long as they're, I've always told them, as long as you're in the district working at our campuses, that's what we're looking for. You don't have to remain at that one campus. You're mobile, you're visible, you're letting everybody know that you're part of Canandaigua School District. And that's what the main thing, as long as the coverage is there and they're able to cover our high school, which is, I believe, the one that is the most vulnerable for us at this time.
And the K-9, I know that he's only trained for drugs?
That's correct, yes.
Can he be trained for weapons?
You know, I'm not too familiar when it comes to K-9. If you can retrain them, I'm sure you can, but I believe it's a process and it's additional certifications that they have to go through. And that would be something that Sergeant Gomez would have to address.
Can he be trained?
Yeah, they could be trained for weapons if they'd like to. It's just going to be an additional training that we'll take him, and then they'll keep him for probably about 2 weeks, and then they'll do that additionally, their weapons, whatever you want. So they could be trained.
And right now,
drugs involves all kinds of drugs. Yeah, every kind of drug is trained on right now, and we can actually, of course, we do the weapons without a problem.
Yeah, I just, you know, I wonder because.
No, it could. I mean, it'll be a
somebody could
benefit.
Be carrying, even out of your vehicle, have a rifle on
it. Yeah, it'll be a benefit. It's not that hard. We ran the dog last week, and he hit on a bag, and he had a mace. So, why? We don't know.
We can certainly have that addressed within the amendment to clarify exactly what kind of training the K-9 would have. That would certainly be a good addition to the amendments.
Madam Chair, is the K-9 present every day at school?
Yeah, you know, Sergeant Gomez could address that more towards you on the days that he's not there. Either the dog is ill, mm-hmm. or you know, he's like the last 2 weeks of the summer. He was in training, so the SRO was at the campus without the K-9.
Mm-hmm. If I understand it correctly, there is no fill-in for the dog. Mm-hmm. There's only one K-9 in the
So it's on a regular schedule, is what I'm understanding, Monday through Friday, typically. Okay.
Does the dog eat at school?
Does the dog eat at school?
No, the dog eats at home. After school.
That's good stuff.
Who does the dog belong to?
The canine currently belongs to Anthony Police Department, and if we were to part our ways, it would continue to remain with Anthony Police Department. There are some discussions that we would include within the amendment that we're talking about, some certain terms for a potential offer from the district for the canine should we expand our role here, security, and take on that dog. There is some interest on Anthony's end that they would may sell us the dog or trade us the dog or something.
Why is that?
As according to a meeting that we had with Chief Enriquez, they are not interested. They may not be able to maintain the dog if this contract is no longer available.
Is the reason why, I guess, have we been billed for certain stuff in regards to the dog? My understanding.
The dollar amount that's stated there on the contract, that's what we paid.
My understanding is we've been billed for, I've heard, food and vet bills. And yes.
We were billed on it, I believe, on the contract it stated that we could not pay for that, for those funds. Or afterwards, I believe Mr. Blanco had brought that up, that we could not pay for those, for the services that they had requested.
So what did that include? That
it included the cage in the vehicle, the kennel in the handler's home, and I believe the food.
Madam Chair, if I may ask?
Yes, ma'am.
So the dog was purchased because Anthony knew that they were going to get this contract, or why did they acquire the dog in the first place if they knew they could not provide for the dog if they didn't have a contract with us?
I don't have that information. I don't know what happened previous to
you.
To me, I'm not certain why, who asked for the dog or why.
Okay.
Anthony Police Department is here. I don't know if they may know the answer, but I don't have that. I can obtain it for you.
So I also assume that because depending on how old the dog was, how many, because they go by hours and all that before they retire them, we'll also purchase the dog at a lower, kind of like you would a used car, because it's already a dog with miles. So then we would get it at a lower price, right, than the original price that was bought for the dog.
We would include within the agreement certain negotiation terms that we would be able to negotiate the price of the dog. And depending on whether it suits the district's interests, we'll make an offer. We'd certainly take those types of things into consideration at that time. But a little too soon to know what will be considered as far as the value of the dog, but that would certainly be something to consider, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
As we move along here, next slide here is the short-term reorganization plan for the SROs. We plan not to exceed the sum of $121,280 per year. So we're proposing that we keep two certified peace officers from Anthony, which would give us a cost of $81,213 per year. It's a reduction of $40,000. $40,426 by eliminating that one position. Also, we'd like to on the increase our CISD security team. By doing that, we'd like to bring on two campus patrol officers. These two campus patrol officers with a mid-range salary of $12.73 an hour would work 187 days a school year. So that means they would only be utilized during our school, whenever the campuses have students on their campuses. That's when they would be utilized. They would be there more for years and eyes of the district. If something happens within the school district, they will notify us, rather than having our security officers, our certified security officers in there. We would plan on putting each one of them at the middle school and one at the Field Middle School. That way they're there permanently, and they get to know the students, they get to know the staff, and if they see any type of problems, they can notify us immediately. We would have the one of our security officers promoted to the rank of sergeant, so he could oversee the rest of the security team as well as the campus patrol officers. That way we can keep our rank within the district, from a sergeant down to the patrol officers, to the security officers, and the campus patrol officers.
I don't think it's working.
So that would increase our team from 5 security officers, increase it by 2 spots with the campus patrol officers, and one individual being promoted to the rank of sergeant. By doing this, we would be reducing the cost to the district by approximately $1,979 by bringing, by eliminating one SRO, we bring in two campus patrol officers and the promotion of one sergeant.
And I'd like to reiterate that these amounts here don't include benefits that still need to be added, so we still want to work with human resources to figure out if it's $1,900, but it may be an increase in cost to the district. It may potentially be additional funds because benefits aren't included within these.
Is lines. It possible to include that?
Yeah, we want to bring it forward. If it's a consideration, we want to bring it forward to you.
Also, with anything with the Anthony contract, the SRO, if there's any benefit, I don't believe there's any benefits, but if it's a null item, we still like to know that it's a null item, that we don't pay any benefits.
Interesting you bring that question up, because we've had that come from another angle. Someone else said that, and we're like, yes. That's interesting. We checked, and it was only the amount that you see on the contract there. That's
correct.
What's been paid to them. Mm-hmm. But you're the second one now that's mentioned. There's a.
I just need to. We just need to see all the numbers as it is. I think it's that 19% we always play with on Benny's.
Yeah, it's interesting you say.
It's going to make that negative turn into a positive for sure, especially when we take it in house.
So, Mr. Padilla,
yes,
on page 2 of the job title, the campus patrol. They're only going to work, their terms of employment are 184 days, so they're still not going to work 187.
If you note, that job description is just included as an example. It's taken from EPISD, and it's just an example of the position we're looking for. It's not a full-blown security officer, it's a campus patrol officer, which is just it's just an example of what kind of position
we're looking for. Simply an example.
So we have to go through HR, we have to figure out what the salary range is. That's just an example of the direction we're heading toward.
Okay. This is not ours.
That is not ours.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is going back. We're going back a little bit, but if I remember correctly, you had talked to me, Dr. Valdez, about the security dog, the drug dog, because you thought, like we in Anthony, if we need a dog, we have to contract the services, we have to pay them for the amount of times they come in. And you thought this way we have him, and that way he can go to all the campuses at any time. I remember that you have talked about that.
A lot of times, it's been a while on social media, a lot of pastors, and when we would contract, it seemed like they do that, but you were contracting. Here we have an officer, Sergeant Gomez, who's a handler. Canine, and that way we can just do spot checks whenever we want without the contract, you know, save us time and money.
That's correct, right? Did I remember correctly that you had mentioned that?
Yes.
Because you were wondering what that's.
The canine.
That's
yes.
That's how it had happened.
What does this mean by a short-term reorganization plan? Well, what it means is that approximately our 6,300 students, the ratio will increase. Just with our security officers, would increase our ratio from 1 to every 900 students. If you include the two SROs, it'll be 1 for every 666 students. So now you're looking at we're dropping that amount down. So approximately it's a decrease of 43% now that we're adding the extra security to our schools. What is the future of our CISD security? And that's going to be on the last slide here. We would like to implement in the future in CISD Police Department that we'd be able to have here as our very own. Okay, we'd be able to enforce all state laws and adapt all city and county municipal laws. Currently, many of our officers are not, they're out of the jurisdiction when it comes to municipality. We cannot give citations for fire lanes, for parking in handicap zones, because that's municipal codes within the city of El Paso or in the county. By creating our own police department, we will be able to adapt each one of those. So that means we can enforce those municipal codes, whether we're in the county at the middle school or whether we're at the high school, the Garantillo High School. They'd be CISD employees. We'd be able to move these officers depending on where they are needed without having to do a contract working with other municipalities. Okay. We have a proactive patrol of all CISD campuses, facilities, and all of our CISD events. I think we have lacked that is by having security at many of our events. They have not been there. With 5 security officers, it makes it difficult. I try to spread them out, try to get them out to events at middle schools, to our high school events, and still we're cutting it really thin because they're requested in other locations. So by doing this, we would be able to have the security for that is needed at each one of our events or facilities. We'd also be able to have our own investigative unit if something were to happen here within our district. We've had several instances where property has been taken from IT or from burglaries that have been happening. We'd be able to do our own investigations and be able to solve the crimes more rapidly, and that we'd be able to monitor what is going on with these investigations. Our CISD security is to monitor all our intrusion, fire, cameras, and access control systems at each one of our campuses. As we grow, this is the future of CISD. So we need to be able to continue growing as the district grows. We'd be able to have patrol units to monitor each campus. We find doors that are unsecured at some of our campuses. How do we stop that? Well, by having an increased security, we can now make sure that our security is going to be there. And we'll be able to feel more comfortable knowing someone is out there watching each one of our campuses. Assign security officers to our schools. Schools, that's our lifeline there. It's our students, our kids, my kids that go there. So we need to be able to have these eyes and ears. I keep saying eyes and ears because that's what they are for us. I'm not mentioning guns. I'm not mentioning, you know, any type of weapons. I'm mentioning the eyes and ears. That's their weapons. They'd be able to eliminate the threat before it happens.
That's a question,
yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yes. Is your intention to have all these peace officers within CISD carry?
Just the peace officers, sir, not the security officers. Security officers will not be carrying any weapons.
Thank you. Sorry.
Yes. Additionally, we'd be able to have highly trained security team that serve as school resource guards rather than just security officers. I always say a security guard is the one that you have at a restaurant telling you to get back in line. That's not what we have. We want to have well-trained security officers that can actually perform the job of an SRO if needed. They can give presentations. They can be prepared to give instruction, not just to our students, but to our facility and staff if needed.
And so if there are no questions, or I know there will be some more questions, but we would like to say it's administration's recommendation that we be allowed to negotiate an amendment to the Anthony Police Department SRO agreement, and that we be allowed to work with Human Resources to reorganize the department as we had discussed. Both of those items will be brought back to you for approval, final approval, so there's no, this is just a discussion again, but that's what we're recommending, that we be allowed to do those, come back to you for consideration of the actual amendment, and actually through Human Resources and Personnel Committee, bringing forward the additional security officer positions.
I'd like more detail, specifically when we talk about basically two entities, the CISD and the SRO agency. And then we talk about two positions from within that. You got peace officers and security officers. So you can show before and after and future sort of where you're pointing to and show here's what we're going to see. I think I'd feel more comfortable moving forward. I would like to have a review of the Anthony SRO contract just to make sure that we're getting what we pay for. Mm-hmm. But I see no reason why we shouldn't, you know, go down this path if we're at 1,500 and 76 students per student per officer for security. That's concerning. But I would say that we include the benefits for all of these and that we align item the benefits as well. Because I think it's important to know this, the difference between an SRO, a security officer, and a peace officer, and the bennies included with each one, as well as any liability that we're talking about. Because we have to pay liability insurance on an annual basis for any service weapon, any individual carrying a service weapon. So I'd like to see that detail before we sort of start to chew in this. I think you guys are getting down the path, but I'm really concerned that we're not looking at all the numbers just yet. But I still would like to continue down this path. That's all.
So Mr. Pitya, I would agree with you that we need to have the contract looked at because there seems to be questions of clarity in terms of, I agree with that. But you know, in terms of wanting to change out SROs who are police officers, who are highly trained, who come with everything in one package, we're not doing anything. These people know exactly what they're doing and what they should be doing. To trade those out for minimum wage workers, in my opinion, is really not the way to go. I think it's short-sighted, and I do not see us as having the funds. I know that in your department alone, you'd like to have 16 other people to come help you work on the grounds. when you look at the return on the investment for hiring, somewhere it looks like we want to add about $100,000 to this budget for doing that. That for $100,000 we could add teachers, we could add support. I mean, there's only one bucket of money. It's not like somebody's going to give us extra money to do this. To hire extra people as campus security people that we're only going to pay a minimum wage to, I just think our money's better spent somewhere else. We have a lot of needs in the district. When you look at what crime we've had, I think we can put a dollar amount on it. It stinks you're under $100,000 every time it is. We don't have a bunch of little criminals in our district. We have pretty good kids. There's a, you know, a kid's twist off. They do. It's understandable. That's part of being a teenager. But I think that to have highly trained police officers, you're getting way more bang for your buck than having minimum wage employees that don't come with that same set of criteria, don't come with that background. You're not getting apples for apples. I see it as if we're going to do this, maybe, you know, look at it in a different way, and especially financially, the return on the investment. How many crimes do we actually have committed? How much did it cost us? What are these additional people going to cost us? What is their, you know, overall capability? What is their capacity? You've got training. It's not like, oh, you know, we're going to open the doors and I know all these trained people are going to come in for $12 an hour. They're not. They're not. Unless you're looking quizzically at me, Mr. Creo, unless you know a whole, you know, line of trained officers who are going to work for $12 an hour. Mm-mm. It didn't happen. So I think we need to be realistic about this and that we need to make sure that the students have the best care. Always, you know, quantity doesn't always equal quality. So I need a lot more information and I need a lot more assurance that this would be the right thing to do financially and with the presence of, you know, there's just something about that officer sitting in the back of that badge on and all of his weapons that make me stand up and pay attention. They do every time. In fact, they just make me want to crumple to the ground, to be perfectly honest with you, and go, yes, sir, anything, sir. Just a campus security officer, there's not the same amount. You're not getting the same punch. So I have questions and doubts. Exactly. Ms. Iglesias said reservations. I have huge reservations about this being the time to do this, especially in a budget crunch year. So there's my bandstand.
If I could reply to that concern, I certainly understand your concern. And what we're attempting to do is do as much as we can with the funds that we have now. Last year was an indication of how we are this year. This year may be an indication of what's happening next year. And so I'm not very confident right now that we're going to be having any funds to add more security more police officer presence by any means in the next year, the next 2 years. I don't have a lot of confidence in that. And what I do know is that we're at one security officer to 1,600 kids, and that's what really frightens me. I do recognize that data has not been provided to you that we have either good or bad students. I'd like to commend Mr. Carrillo for working on that, providing that data now that was so badly missing previously. So with the new leadership and new direction, we're going to be providing that data to you so you can see how good or bad our students really are. And so what we're trying to do is reduce our ratio. That's the ultimate goal here. And it may seem short-sighted to you, but we're trying to work with the resources that we have now. If I knew next year I'm getting an additional $1 million for security, then, oh, certainly, let's plan for the next 5 years. But last year is an indication of what's happening this year. This year is an indication of what's happening next year. And I don't have a whole lot of confidence in what's going to be happening. And so I would feel that the school district would be better served with more eyes, more ears out in the field. 1,600 students to one security officer when the national average is 1,001, or our local patrol is
more closer to 500 to 1, is alarming to me in that we're not meeting the needs of our district. And that's what we're trying to address. That's what we feel is most critical right now. It may seem short-sighted, like I said, but it's not. We're trying to build a department in the future. We're trying to work with what we've got now, and what we try to do is present a plan that's better than what we have now. And that plan is to provide a reduction in scope, a reduction in the ratio, without incurring a huge amount of cost. And that's what our due diligence is trying to present to you. And if more information needed, I agree with you, we can certainly do that. But we're trying the best that we can with the resources that we have.
I know you are. And you know those resources are non-existent.
Right. And that was the intent of this presentation.
You know, something to be thought of, and Mr. Rodriguez was there with me, that last year we were at a convention, and there's federal money to be had. It was at the Naleo convention last year, and that they had the nice Homeland Security man come in. There is federal money through grants to do some of the things you want to do, and maybe that would be, you know, an avenue to look into.
No, you know, I'm a full supporter of what you're saying, okay?
I believe you are.
As a retired police officer, I would love to have a police officer at every campus, but that is going to be very expensive. So for myself, for me to try to say I'd rather have a campus patrol officer, it is hard. But at the same time, we just have to be able to maintain that presence at each one of our campuses.
But the other half to this equation, actually the most important part of it, is that every one of the horrors that have taken place in schools, Sandy Hook, the Colorado incident, it wasn't the presence of police officers ever, and this isn't like Lariology, I didn't make this up. This is firm factual evidence. Had there been mental health professionals on board, the shooter would have never happened. And so I know I can look down there and see social worker Stephanie, and she nods, because it's true. It is evidence that the mental health issue and having that covered is possibly more important, at least research shows it is more important, than having officers. So there's another thing to think of, too, that you know, bring that back to us, too. What's social worker cost? What's, you know, whoever else you got, guidance counselor, is specifically trained in social working, in spotting these things. Maybe, you know, we're at the cusp of a new awakening for our district, and I think we have to look at more options than what we've seen tonight. And that's not to disregard what you've said, but just to give the other side to the story, how I feel as a board member. And I thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Just 2 points to that. Currently, I believe we're being funded under a grant for our Anthony SROs. Is that correct, Ms. Crosco?
Is it
funded through grant, or is it funded through local funds?
It's funded through IPS local funds, okay. And it is a contract between
That was the El Paso County Sheriff, so it was going to give us a grant.
That's
is that correct?
Correct?
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. And two, I'm a firm supporter of security. My daughter and my wife are both in the campuses, and the first thing to say, I'm not concerned about what's happened. It's what's going to happen. It's mm-hmm. the biggest concern. I do agree mental health is a big component of this, and I would agree with Ms. Searles that I think you're just looking at this from one end of it, you know, at the reaction versus the actual prevention. So I think if you look at it from top to bottom and start including your school counselors, your social workers, sort of your other resources that you have, and look at it from top to bottom and say, what have we done? Where can we go? And what are the school districts? I think you're going to see a lot more availability and also some funds at the federal level, as well as the state level, if we were to decide to go there. And you know, I've talked to you to you specifically regarding our school marshals.
Yes.
If it's something that we would want to go as a additional layer of security, I think you need to look at it a little bit more multi-layer than just the external layer. Anthony SROs, they've been great. You know, they've done some great stuff for us. I think the first day they brought the canine, it must have found a lot of drugs, which is awesome and kind of sad at the same time. But on the flip side, we do want to move away from being such a guard society. We want to start preventing these sort of situations before they get out of hand. So I think if we can look at that and start to look at, you know, what are the models out there, not to say what you're bringing to the table is discounted, but I do think we need to have a lot more data, because what you're suggesting is a fundamental shift. Remember, we're a county district. We used to be. Now we're city. And we're growing. This is a growing pain. So it's going to take a lot of information for us to make that move towards a school police department. I hate to say it. I just even say it sounds weird. Say, Kennington's going to have a school department. We just commissioned you as our first police officer. That's unique. But I do want to say that we need to start looking at this from every angle if possible.
So with that, I'd like to move to the one thing that I really do see as an issue is move to allow the administration to review the contract, administration and our legal counsel, to review the contract with the Anthony Police Department.
Second.
I do want to mention that HR will work closely with Mr. Carrillo and Mr. Padilla to ensure that the reorganization that they want for the department and set some of the groundwork that they're looking at setting. I know they talked about, the additional staffing that they would like to see. And of course, right now, the additional personnel will come from the savings that they garnish off of the Anthony PD contract. Unless the board decides to give me the authorization to use some of the PES money for that. So right now, whatever is garnished off of that is the money that we could use to help with the restructuring and trying to get that ratio down and doing that so that that would be the only thing that we would have available.
I think that's in the future.
Madam Chair, I have a couple of questions. Madam Chair.
Yeah.
In regards to, looking at the contract, how many SROs were there, and if they were fully certified. I guess we need to look at the day's issues and some of the other stuff. What I would like to see is our CFO get back to us on the actual cost of the overall contract and then what else hasn't been encumbered within that review. The biggest concern I have is the return on the investment. We've talked about it a lot, but what I'm understanding, our return on our investment recently, and if you talk, the conversation as to, we have people talk about that they were here all summer, but yet they were here 3 days and then patrolling. So are we actually getting our return on our investment in regards to that? There's a lot of issues that are going around in regards to them being at the campus. So I would like all that in the review. To make sure that this is what we got in the past and then look at what we need to do in the future. But I think we need to take a serious look at it and hopefully in the near future, in the next month or so, you'll come back to us with all the information. And then we'll have actual numbers. Is that what we're looking at as a board, the actual hard numbers?
Would we need action, Madam Chair, for that? Or just direction?
I think we do need action because it's a contract and we want to change it. And so it's better to have the action than not have the action.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
A motion to approve.
But we've already got a motion.
Oh, that's correct. That is correct.
Madam Chair, I do have one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
So if they do come back with numbers and we don't, or they don't agree with what we want, we don't have to go with the contract, right? We can change it at any time.
Yes, what we're asking right now is for them to go back to Anthony and to look at our agreement with Anthony and to make sure it seems looser now than what it should seem like, that we've got a question of how many days do people work. Summer school, nobody thought of that apparently in this. It needs to be refined and communicated better, and I think that that's what will come back to us and be the terms, but specifically the time. Am I correct, Mr. Pugh?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we'll go back with an amendment with Anthony Police Department to make more definitive the contract terms regarding when they're on duty, the canine, what kind of training the dog has, just making the agreement better and stronger.
And I think through that, everybody's happier. I'm sure Anthony will be happier. They'll understand, oh, we got to work summer school now. We'll be happier going, oh, they have to work summer school now. So that will then come back to us at a later date, a date when y'all have done that and feel comfortable with what you're going to bring to us, correct? And until then, we'll work on a month-to-month basis under the contract as it stands.
Yes, ma'am.
And just
yes, sir.
Real quick, I just want to give, you know, Adrian talked about the grant in regards to, I would like to also see options when you all come back, because the real reason why we went with the three was because the county was offering it under the grant program. So we need to really look at, do we need one, do we need two, or do we need the three? So if those options could come to us as well in regards to that.
You mean the stack of those?
Yeah, the SRO. Right.
Clarification, we need options like one SRO, two SRO.
Well, you all are giving the option of two
options
SROs.
Options from other agencies.
No, we
right
didn't
now, just, okay. Just the options within within the amount of SROs, that's what I'm asking. Unless something comes up on the contract, but that's a later day.
Okay.
What was the motion, man? Can you repeat?
Motion was
to allow to have administration review the SRO contracts with Anthem.
For possible delivery of an amendment to you for review and consideration.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Ms. Fritzy?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Mrs. Siglet?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you all very much for your support. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, we don't need further direction for them to go do reorganization, or is that?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. That takes us to item three, adjourned.
Thank you very much.
I
thank
you.
7:44.
You change your username and password. That's what I sent you.
Of which one?
That it's for everything. That's your username and password for Gunna Deal.